From 1970 to 72, LSU quarterback Burt Jones, 72 consensus first team All-American. Burt Jones finished his career as the Tigers' all-time leader in passing yards, completions, attempts, touchdowns. Did I miss anything? I think I got everything.
You know, I've been hitting the head a lot. I don't remember a lot.
I want to take you back to 72. Tigers were pretty much top 10 all year long. Ole Miss coming down to the wire. I want you to relive that winning play.
Well, it was a winning series. Not many times in sports do you get the ultimate opportunity to drive for the last play of the game, throw a touchdown pass, and win, and know that if you do your job and your 10 men around you do their job, you will have accomplished a feat that a lot of people didn't think was possible. It was a lot of fun. Nobody ever said I didn't have a quick release since I threw three passes in 8 seconds. You know, there's nothing to that. If your clock man is your second cousin. It was a great event. And of course, my dear friend Archie Manning gives me a hard time all the time. But it was a lot of fun.
Since you brought up that family relation to the clock guy, there's been this rumor all of these years that the clock got wound up with one back 4 seconds or something like that to let you get playoff. Did you recall that at all?
I recall it vividly. I mean, I think every good quarterback should be able to make 3 good passes in 8 seconds. The last of which was 1 second on the clock. And, we just needed we needed a little drama at the time, and it was a wonderful event. But, you know, a lot of people know that LSU Tiger Stadium at night is a different kind of place to play. And trust me, there is no other place like Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night.
That's why they call it Death Valley. Congratulations, Bert.
Thank you.